CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I'm talking with Mike Page. Mike is the Senior Sales Consultant at Valis Tree in Sherbrooke, and he's in a partnership with his brother John. And I imagine everybody's heard the ad on CJMQ, or they should have. Thanks, Mike, for the interview. And I just wanted to ask you, how are you getting through this COVID-19 crisis? How are you doing?
Good morning, Maureen. We're doing well. Everything's under control, and I hope you and CJMQ are also doing well.
Are you self-isolating, or how are you getting through it?
Yes, I am. My family and I have been self-isolating since the beginning of all this, so around mid-March, respecting what our government's asking us to do and trying to get through this crisis, staying healthy and not spreading the virus to others either. So, yeah, we're doing everything we can and ordering groceries online and doing everything to stay put.
Okay, that's great. So are we. Now, Valis Tree, that was declared an essential service, I guess, right from the beginning, because you have, you serve the ambulances and things like that. And now that people are allowed to change their tires and a couple more things, tell us about Valis Tree. How is Valis Tree getting through the COVID crisis?
Yes, doing very well, putting extra precaution into place. Of course, extra sanitizing, but mainly Valis Tree is trying to do everything from outside the dealership, as we call the so-called curbside service, because you're correct, at the beginning of the crisis, it was only for emergency vehicles because declared an essential service. Therefore, as you mentioned, the ambulances, the police cars, being Fords, they need to be serviced, and we need to keep them on the road, helping everyone in the area, or the townshipers, and anyone working for essential services also. Therefore, they're open for that clientele, and now as of last week, across the province, service is open to everyone that needs servicing. Therefore, again, extra precautions have been taken. We've bought tablets so the visors at service can go out. We ask clients to remain in their vehicles. We can go out and open the work order at their vehicle, and the client can remain outside. We bring the vehicle in, so minimal contact, so protecting our clientele, of course. For elderly clients, we even gone to their homes to pick up the vehicle for service and bring it back, so the elderly don't have to go out. They can stay in their homes. So doing everything to keep our clientele safe.
Yeah, that's a lot of different precautions, a lot of different services. That's good to let people know that you have all those services. So I would imagine that you're anxious to start selling cars too.
Yeah, I look forward to getting back to business as usual, of course, and seeing our clients once again that we enjoy very much.
Okay, so somebody looking to buy a new car, what advice would you want to give them right now?
When the government deems it safe to reopen the non-essentials, because of course car sales are non-essentials, that we'll be happy to see our clientele again and service them the best way we can, as we always have. And until then, if there's any emergencies, they can always get information via the internet, and someone will get in contact with them.
Okay, I would imagine that you have a website.
Yeah, Valis Tree has a website, of course, at Valis Tree Ford Sherbrooke. They can get information on there, and we're, of course, there's always someone to respond, happy to give information as needed, and once again, look forward to being able to meet people face-to-face once again. In the meanwhile, we just have to be patient, and of course, the recommendation is to stay home and stay safe, and we wish all townshippers to remain safe and do everything they can to do so we can weather this together. Canadians and Quebecers are great at sticking together, and that's what we must do.
Okay, is that your message to the townshippers and your clients?
Yes, I guess it is. Sales reopen also. Of course, there's going to be precaution taken into, well, I guess the way we're going is having plexiglass to go up between everyone's desk, between the client and the sales consultant, mm-hmm. To again protect both. because I think we're going to be in this for a while. I mean, the social, even though things are getting back to, slowly getting back to, I'm not sure I should say normal, but...
Yeah, it's a new normal.
That's right. The new normal is going to be different, but getting back to the non-essentials being open, well, as they say, the social distancing is going to have to continue. And in order to do that, it's one thing to keep the social distancing when you're outdoors or you're in the mall, but when you're having to deal one-on-one with clients, as we do and other businesses do, well, there's going to have to be measures taken in order to protect one another, because at some time or another, you need to get within that 6 feet distancing. So the question is, what are businesses going to do to keep everyone healthy?
Okay, so the plexiglass would certainly make people feel more at ease and more security for you and the client, too.
That's right, and I think we're going to be seeing people wearing masks for the next while until a vaccine is created. And so I think plexiglass, masks, I think many measures will be taken in order to try to keep everyone safe.
Okay. Good precautions. I think it makes people feel a lot more secure, especially would make them feel more secure with dealing with Valistry if they were looking for a new car or trading in their car, whatever.
That's right, and Valistry is going to do everything possible to ensure that, including if it's a customer's wish to remain outside to discuss things, we'll make arrangements so it can be done. We can make arrangements for home deliveries if the client doesn't want to come to the dealership. We'll do everything, like I said, within our means and that is possible to keep our clients safe and, of course, the staff safe. And, we cherish our clients very much. We at Valistry, we are very fortunate. We have many, many loyal customers that have been there for, I can, off the top of my head, think of customers that have been there loyal since day one when it opened back in 1962, so for nearly 60 years now.
Wow, 60 years.
Speak about the loyal clients, but we also have loyal employees that have been there for many, many years. Some have been there over 30 years, going on to 40 years. I myself have been there going on to 25 years. My brother's been there 7 years now, so between my brother and I, we have over 30 years of experience at Valistry, and it's a great great family to work for.
Good. Well, I think people look at that, too, the number of years that the business has been open and the number of years that people like you, the sales consultants, you and your brother, John, have been in the business. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. I mean, when you're making that sort of investment for a vehicle, you want to get the right information, you want to get what you need, which is not always the case when you're dealing with someone that lacks experience. But Valistry, everyone is of great experience at the sales, at the service. And I think of the service department, again, very, very loyal employees that have been there many, many years. Know what they're talking about, and we always put customer first, the customer's needs first. It's not about us, it's about the customer, and I think that reflects in the long term in our business.
So I think it does, certainly, if the business has been in operation since 1962, that says a lot about the business right there.
Yeah, without any turnover as far as ownership, same ownership since 1962 by the Dion family. So that says a lot also, and to see employees that have been there, I mean, the ones that were there from day one have now retired, of course, but there were some, when I think of Bernie, he was there when it opened and took his retirement a few years ago, so he'd been there over 40 years, I think it was getting on to 50 years, or anyway, somewhere up around there, and it's great to see, and it speaks a lot when you see employees that are loyal like that. It speaks a lot for the Dion family. And I'm proud that we sell a North American product at Valistry Ford Lincoln. And Lincoln, we know, have a factory set up in Ontario, so just neighbors to us is where the Lincolns are being fabricated and supporting not Canadians, so I think it's great.
I think that's important, too, because I think people are going to look more for Canadian products in the future.
Yeah, we've been seeing on social media where, encouraging people to buy local, buy Quebec products, Canadian products, and not from from overseas. And I think this virus is making us rethink many things, not just where we buy from and buying local, but about family values and what's really important in life. I think it's a good time to reflect on all this and come out of this as a better society, better human race is what I'm hoping for.
Good message. Okay. Anything else, Mike?
No, I think that wraps it up. Of course, as I mentioned before, wishing all townshippers health and staying safe, and CJMQ staff also. So it's great speaking with you, and love your radio programming.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Mike, and all the best to you and your family.
You're welcome. Same to you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.